All right, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastors Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. We have a passion for God and a passion for souls. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you to join us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is focus and be ready to receive what God has for you. Amen. And He's got something for you. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about stay focused. We used to teach children for 30 plus years. Now we got some big kids. But listen, we used to tell them, if you hear this word and you stand up, you get a surprise. And they was already ready for surprise. You know what the surprise is? A candy. And the kids want candy. But we say, pay attention. And when you hear that word, pay attention or stay focused, man, they would pop up. So we had some helpers on the side, and they took names or got the names and passed out the prizes. So we wait till the end of the service and then give them a surprise. But we got to stay focused. What do we stay focused on? On the things of God. Amen. We got to get the word in us so we can know the truth and stay focused on the truth. Amen. Because He's got a mission for you. He's going to send you somewhere to do something. Yeah. But the distractions are always there. And the flesh is always getting in the way. And the enemy is always in the way. So we got to stay focused. So that's a good thing. Stay focused. Remember, God is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. So make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Praise God. Know that He can, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And I say this all the time. You can write this down. See yourself the way God sees you. He sees you qualified. He sees you called. He sees you anointed. And He's equipped you to fulfill whatever He's called you to do. But see yourself a winner, a champion, and an overcomer for God. Amen. See yourself that way. Don't not what people label you, not what people think about you, but what God thinks about you. You know what? When you think yourself that way, you're going to make yourself happy. And you're going to press on and say, here I am, Lord. Use me. Send me. I'm available. Whew, he's happy for that. Hallelujah. So let's make this declaration together before we get going. Amen. Grab your sword. Grab your Bible, soldier of God, and say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Whoo, hallelujah. My mind is alert. My mind is renewed in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoo, praise God. We'll leave that one right there. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I got a nugget I want to read at you. Well, I call them scripture break. We got scripture breaks before we get into the word. Amen. But it goes like this. And we're going to be talking about staying focused. It says, stay focused on God on a daily basis. Don't look back on yesterday's. So full of failures and regrets. Look ahead and seek God's way. All sin confessed must be forgotten. It says, let go of the past and move on. Focus on pleasing God. As we come to an end of the day, many times we look back and regret on things that we did not accomplish. But sin is one thing we should never need to look back on with feelings of failure. If we have confessed our sins and asked God's forgiveness, we need to keep a forward focus or press on towards the goal of pleasing Him and serving Him. Amen. Whew. And one scripture I'll give you is Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above. Amen. Not on things of the earth. Amen. And know this. You need to remember this on a daily basis. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yeah. Amen. Whew. And stay focused because He wants to use you in a mighty way. I got one more and then we'll get started. And it goes like this. Stir up the power. Stir up the power that's in you. The greater one is in you. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So stir up the power. When you feel empty and you don't feel you have the inner resource to do what God has called you to do, And you know, a lot of times you have help, people are going to tell you, you're no good. You ain't qualified. You can't do, you can't do, you can't do. Amen. It says the Word of God gives us clear command how to handle those situations in your life. Stir up the gift inside of you. You need to stir it up. You know that good stew you're making? You got all kinds of stuff in there. But you got to stir it up and make it good. Amen. Since everything you'll ever need to accomplish what God has called you to do has been placed inside of you. But only you can do the stirring up. Since faith is in you. Power is in you. Love is in you. Jesus is in you. So you pray this and say, in the name of Jesus, I stir up the gifts that are within me. By faith, I'm not going to wait until I feel stirred. I'm going to step out in faith because the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So you do yourself, you're stirring up, you know, before you go out into the world because there's problems, there's giants waiting for you. Amen. And don't receive them. Don't accept them. You know, there's failures out there. But you know what? That's not for me. And you got to say that this day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. No matter what comes, the greater one is in me. And I'm a child of God. I'm little David going somewhere to happen for somebody. Amen. See yourself that way. You're the closest thing to the Bible. You're the closest thing to Jesus going somewhere to happen for somebody. Somebody that's lost. Somebody that's in bondage. Somebody that's sick that you can pray for. Amen. So see yourself that way. Don't say, well, let me call pastor or let me call Sister Holy so-and-so, you know? No, you're it. You're it. Wherever you go, you know, when we leave this place, when you leave home, we go to all different areas. But wherever you go, God is with you. The greater one is in you. That power is there. Power is in you. Love is in you. Jesus is in you. So guess what? He says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Woo, hallelujah. That blesses me. If it don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. So let's get into our word today. Amen. Whew. Stay focused. Stay focused. Amen. I played a lot of sports. And the coach is always saying, stay focused. Stay focused. In the military, stay focused. Amen. Whew. You can do all things. Yes. Praise God. It says, stay focused, stay positive in a negative world. I don't care where you go, wherever you go. You're going to be bombarded with negative stuff. You turn the TV on, you turn the radio on, whatever you turn on, and wherever you go, it doesn't matter where you're around, you're going to hear all kind of negative stuff. You got to stay focused, and you got to stay positive. You don't have to repeat the same things they're saying. Amen. Renew your mind immediately. If they ask you something, tell them something positive. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. It says, stop. Stay focused and never, 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 never give up. Keep going. These are good. Woo, hallelujah. Stay focused so that you can finish what God has called you to do. God has called you. You know why you're here? Because God has called you. God has placed you here. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And know that you can do all things through Christ. Amen. And He's going to use you. Amen. So He's called you. He's anointed you. And He's equipped you. So we just got to get focused. Amen. Stay focused so that we can go and accomplish what it is that He wants us to do. Keep going. It says, stay focused. Don't let distractions get you off course. My brother here is learning how to fly. He ain't going to let anything get in his way. He's going to go from point A to point B. He's got a flight plan. Well, we got a mission plan from God. Amen. And we know where we're going. Amen. Before you head out anywhere, know where you're going. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this new day He's given me, this new mission that He's given me. Amen. So you be positive. You stir yourself up. Amen. And you're going to accomplish what He wants you to do. Distractions will come, but you got to stay focused. You got the mind of Christ. Sometimes I got to remind myself, this is, you know, I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Keep going. Let me see. Okay, leave it right there. A couple of scriptures for you. James 1 and 5. Easy to read version says, do any of you need wisdom? Come on now, raise your hands. It says, ask God for it. Don't ask. He is generous and enjoys giving to everyone, so He will give you wisdom. But King James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. He's giving. He'll give you. But we have to ask. That's what he says. Amen. We need to ask. Keep going. These are good. Hallelujah. Colossians 3 and 2, we read it a few minutes ago. Got two different translations here. It says, Colossians 3, 2, New King James says, set your minds on things above, not on things of the earth. And we got to get this right. And the Amplified says, set your mind and keep focusing habitually on the things above, the heavenly things. This is not your home. We're just passing through. Amen. We're just going to do the Lord's work as we're passing through. But heaven is our home. Amen. It says, do not do on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value. Amen. I got a glare there. It messed me up. Okay, keep going. These are good. And Matthew 6, 33, 34 in the NIV says, but seek what? His kingdom first. His kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And 34, write this down. It says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. And we sang a few minutes ago, thank you, praise team. But we sang a few minutes ago, one day at a time. Lord, help me to live one day at a time for you. Amen. Praise God. Listen to this. This reminds us, believers, to prioritize spiritual matters over worldly distractions. And basically, it's know the truth so the truth can set you free from mindsets, from traditions, the way things you're supposed to be like this. Well, that's not what the Word of God says. So I'm going to be obedient to what the Word says, not what traditions or mindsets or people are saying. Amen. You don't have to live with that. It's always been done this way. Well, it's always been done wrong. And I'm not going to live it that way. I'm going to live it according to what the Word says. Whew, hallelujah. Come on. Peter 5, 7 and 8, New King James says, casting what? All care upon him, for he cares what? About you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know who he knows. You know how he knows. It's the words coming out of your mouth. If it's negative, you just open the door for him to walk in. You don't even have to knock. You don't even have to open the door. It's already open just by the words you're speaking, the negative words that you're speaking. Well, we're going to get to it in a few minutes, but death and life are in the power of the words you speak. So be careful. The Amplified says, casting all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. It says, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. It says, the enemy. Tells you who your enemy is, not your neighbor. Since the enemy of yours, the devil, it tells you who it is. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. How does he know who to devour? The words you speak. If you're speaking negative, guess what? You're going to have big problems. Amen? Because you just let them walk on in. You don't even have to lock your door. You just open it up for him. John 10:10 says, the thief, the devil, does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Amplified says the thief, the devil, comes only in order to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and enjoy life and have it abundant to the full till it overflows. Amen. So it tells you what the enemy does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you know what? He's going to use people too. Unsafe people. He's going to use people. So be careful. Know what the Word says so you know. I'm not receiving it. That's not for me. But again, we talked about this. Proverbs 18:21 says, I like the Message translation. It says this. It says, words kill. It's right to the point. Words kill. Words give life. They either poison or fruit, but You choose. And you know what? If it kills, don't even say it. Well, I just had to give him a piece of my mind. Or I just had to say it. You know? Let God do your fighting for you. You just confess what the Word says. Amen. Jesus had opportunities to get at all the people that were coming against him. But he only did what the Father sent him to do. He only confessed the right things. Amen. The New King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, or the power of the words you speak. Mm-hmm. Words have power. You give them life. Mm-hmm. Says, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Mm-hmm. Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will indulge in it, will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Mm-hmm. Amen. So beware. Again, beware. We're always talking about this. But be careful of the words you speak. Amen. It's life and death. In the children's playground, I even wrote it down for you. It says, children's playground saying, says this, says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Amen. I just wrote on the bottom, it says, big lie. We didn't know back then. But you know, it wasn't words that hurt Jesus. He took some beatings too. But you know what? He never confessed the negative things. Amen. He even, before he gave himself to the Father, he told the Father to forgive him. Amen. So we can learn from that. He's our greatest teacher, our greatest example. Amen. So let's remember that. In Romans 12 and 2, well, let me see. Let me read this. It says, faith in Christ enables us to stay focused, stay positive in a negative world. Watch your words, watch your actions. Speak faith-filled words. How do I speak faith-filled words? Well, get in the Word and read the Word and meditate on the Word, and then it'll flow out of your mouth. It says, out of your innermost being, it's like going to flow rivers of living water. You're speaking life. You're speaking life, not death. Amen? It says, watch your words, watch your actions. A positive confession, a positive testimony will bring others to Christ. Stay focused again. Stay positive in a negative world. We don't have to look far to hear, see, read, or find something negative. Wherever you happen, you're going to see it. You're in the world. You're going to hear it. You're going to see it. Amen. It says, we must renew our minds. And Romans 12 and 2 says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by what? Changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The New King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So again, the battlefield is the mind. You can do something about it. You got to renew it. You don't have to stay on the negative. You say, wait a minute, I'm not going to say that. Well, I just had to say it. Well, your flesh is speaking for you. Let your spirit, man, speak for you. Amen. Confess the word. Praise God. Whoo, hallelujah. We are bombarded daily with negative words, distractions, and stuff. We must renew our minds. People are quick to speak the negative before they speak the positive. And we say it like this. We speak the problem before we speak the solution, you know. Yeah. Now, confess him first and not the problem. Yeah. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of this includes ourselves, our families, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our enemies for sure. Says our church, beware, be careful. Our mission, we're the gospel church, bringing good news, being positive. We're not the gossip church, the bad news church, the negative church. No. We're positive. We're bringing the good news of God. Amen. Praise God. New beginnings. Going somewhere to happen for Jesus. Amen. Speak the negative is a problem that never helps. It keeps us in bondage. Amen. It keeps us in the bondage. It says, speak the positive is the solution. Speaking the word and speaking the truth will set you free. No longer in bondage. You're free. That's what the Word of God says. Says make quality decisions each and every day to stay focused, to stay positive in spite of a negative world, negative people, negative circumstances, and distractions. Amen. You do something about it. You can do something about it. And John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that you could have peace in me. It says, in this world you'll have troubles, but be brave. I have defeated the world. Yes. Amen. And the King James says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you'll have tribulations, problems, troubles. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And you know what? When you're confessing the Word of God, you're going to overcome these things. Yes. Amen. He told us how, and he did it so we could do it also. Amen. Woo, praise God, praise God, praise God. Stay focused again and stay positive with the right attitude. If you're going to catch an attitude, catch a good attitude. Because attitude is bad. Bad attitude is bad. It's just like having a flat tire, you know. You can't go anywhere. You can't use your car until you change that tire. Well, you know what? If you got a bad attitude when you wake up, renew your mind with the Word of God before you go out into the world. People want to see Jesus come out of you, not bad things come out of you. Amen. Whoo, come on now. You still a little pastor? So stay focused, stay positive with right attitude, a winning attitude, victory in Jesus on a daily basis, victorious in Him. Amen. It says, seek Him first. Put the Word first. Renew your mind. Refuse to quit. When things get tough, when the things get tough, the tough get going. Yes. And we're children of God. I mean, you know what? Jesus did it very well. And he showed us he was the greatest example. Yes. He got going. He was not afraid. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Yes. Amen. So praise God. Listen, some heroes here, when things got tough, they got the going. The tough got going. Jesus, Moses, David. Some Bible heroes God used. Yes. Amen. So guess what? You make yourself available. We know why? Because He wants to use you. You're still alive. You're not dead. Amen. He wants to use you. He put us here to do His work. He put us here on a mission. To go and do this mission for Him. Yes. And He wants to use you. So see yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you qualified to go and do for Him. Amen. Ooh, come on now. Stay focused. Stay hungry. Thirsty, positive, and filled with Him. Amen. Stand and continue to stand with Him. Amen. The Ephesians, you can write this down. I won't give it to you. But it says Ephesians 6:10-18 talks about putting the full armor of God. And it never says once you put it on, you don't have to take it off. You keep it on. Amen. Praise God. Because we fight a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. Okay? It says, see the good in all, not just the fault. Amen. Remember, love, accept, and forgive. Yes. Love, accept, forgive. Yes. Amen? He loves us with agape love. That's the best kind of love. Amen? So we need to see people the same way. Love, accept, forgive. You forgive too. It says, be fishers of men. We catch, God judges, and God cleans. Amen. We just lead them to Christ or plant the seed. We just plant the seed. Somebody else waters it, but God's going to give the increase. And praise God, you know. Praise God. Remember, stop the negative talk, murmuring, and complaining. Control your words. You control your words. Remember how you stir yourself up. Now you control your words. Guard your mouth and zip the lip. Because the lip just wants to go off, you know. If you're confessing a negative, that means you haven't renewed your mind. You got to renew your mind. It says, don't be hung by the tongue. Think before you speak. Don't just shoot. Don't shoot it off. Think before you speak. It says, we travel our whole life using words. From the time you can talk until the time he calls you home, we're controlled by our tongues. So stay positive and not negative. Amen. It says, we frame our world with words we speak, positive or negative, but you choose. So, amen. It says, taste your words before you spit them out. I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking. Can you read my mind? No. Again, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, or the words you speak. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Talking the problem will not bring it down. Talking the problem is not going to bring it down. Or say, talking the problem or talking to the mountain is not going to bring it down. It says, we need to focus on God and His power to move and speak to the mountain. Speak faith-filled words. It's going to bring that mountain down. Amen. The Word of God, hallelujah, says, magnify Him and not the problem. Amen. Magnify Him, and you need to write that down. Magnify Him and not the problem. I'm going to talk about Him first. Seek Him first. And speak His word first before I speak the problem or before I even say, I'm not even having to say that. He's going to bless me. He's going to protect me. He's going to provide for me. He's going to heal me. Amen. Praise God. Philippians 4:6-7, New Living Translation says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the Amplified says, don't be anxious or worried about anything. If you cast it on Him, you shouldn't have it. I mean, why are you still holding on to it? He says, cast it on me because I care for you. Amen. But it says, don't be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, the peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus, it's yours. Amen. Man, that's a lot. God wants you to have peace and not be worried about anything. You know why? Because you're on a mission for Him. And He wants you to fulfill the mission without being distracted by sin or just whatever distraction is coming against you. I say, just cast it on me. I got a mission for you. Amen. You got to give it to me before you go. Amen. Nothing can stop you. I'm going to do the Lord's work. Amen. Says worrying is sin means that you're not trusting or having faith in Him. Praise God. Again, verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything means you don't worry. And the word for anxious in the Greek means to be troubled with cares. Amen. He wants you to stay focused on what He wants you to do, not be focused on the problem. Or the care, whatever it may be. Amen. Your cares may be different than mine, but still, we got to renew our minds and cast those cares on Him. Amen. Don't let those stop you from doing what He wants you to do. He's already called and qualified you, and He's equipped you. So now He wants you to step out in faith. Say, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Again, 1 Peter 5 says, cast your care on Him because He cares for you. God has called us to fulfill our race, our mission, as we go about fulfilling. We must get rid of all the cares, anxieties, weights, and have a peace of mind. By doing this, we will stay focused and be positive in this negative world. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. There's the race, there's the mission set before you. Amen. And number 2 says, looking unto Jesus, with the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. Amen. Just despising the shame that has set and has sat down at the right hand of God, at the right hand of the throne of God, a place of authority. And He's there interceding for us. He's there praying for us. Yeah. Amen. So praise God. And you know, we can boldly come to the throne of God and pray and seek Him and visit with Him, you know. Yeah. So you can do that. Man, that's awesome. That's special. Again, we read a few minutes ago, Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom, His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Amen. But He knows. But you know what? You got to confess it to Him, and He's going to take care of it, and He's going to forget about it. So you do the same thing. Now I'm focused on what He wants me to do today. Amen. And He trusts that you'll be there. You can trust on God. Can God trust on you? Amen. Let's confess and do what the Word of God tells us to do. John 14:1 says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." The Amplified says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in Him. Have faith, hold on to it, rely on it, keep going, and believe also in me." Amen. Ooh, man. Praise God. Write these down so you can go back. In Proverbs 3:5-6 says, New King James says, "Trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, with all your spirit, man. And lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." Well, I don't know which way to go. Well, He's going to direct you. Amen. He's going to direct you. Amplified says, "Trust in and rely confidently in God with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and realize Him. He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way." Your things are distractions, obstacles, things are going to try to block you, stop you. But you know what? Greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. And you know what word's coming out of you? Man, nothing can defeat you but yourself. That's why it's so important that when you get all these negative thoughts, renew your mind so you can stay focused. Stay focused and listen to what He wants you to do. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Let Him be your steering wheel and not your spare wheel. God doesn't want you to worry because worry means you do not trust Him. You are not talking. You're not taking Him fully at His word. God has been provided for you all along. Amen. God wants you to fill your heart with what is good. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue in there," says, "is any praiseworthy," says, "meditate on these things." Amen. So it tells you what to do. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And the last one I have for you is Psalms 119:78. Easy to read version says, "Bring shame on these proud people who lied about me. All I want to do is study your instruction." In the New King James says, "Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongly with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts." Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. And in closing, it is faith in Christ that enables us to stay focused, be positive in a negative world, overcome the world by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ and a positive testimony will bring others to Christ. Revelation 12:11 says this, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they will not love their lives unto death." Every one of us has a testimony. You know when He tells you to share it? Share it. You don't have to just give it out. But when He says share it, you know. Because you know what? We all come from different ways. Amen. And He saved us differently. Well, by Jesus Christ, by Jesus, blood of Jesus, we are saved. Because you confess Him, you know. But still, what He brought us from, You'd be surprised. What I used to do, it's all gone. But you know what? If he wants me to share it, I'll share it. And we all have a testimony that can lead somebody to Christ. Because they feel like they've lost. God can't use them anymore. And people are helping them by saying, you're right. God can't use you anymore. You've done the greatest sin, and God can't use you. Well, he put it all on Jesus. And if you confess him as your Lord and Savior, he said, you'll be saved. The robber that was next to him says, remember me, Jesus. He said, you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't confess all his sins. He just asked Jesus. He confessed in Jesus and Lord, you know. And Jesus says, today you're saved. Today you will be with me in paradise. So, you know, you don't have to go through all these steps religious people talk about, you know. Well, you got to be saved for this long. You got to come to all these classes. You got to do all this and do all this. And they leave Christ out. Jesus paid it all. It was all put on him. All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. You could be at your deathbed and confess Jesus, you know, and you'll be saved. Praise God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives unto death. Watch your words again and watch your actions. Speak faithful words. Zip the lip. Quit shooting your mouth off. Think before you shoot. Think before you shoot. Again, stay focused and stay positive in a negative world. It says, don't join the wrong crowd. Don't copy the world. Be the original God made you to be. He didn't put you here to be a copy. He put you here to be an original for him. Amen. So study, meditate, renew your mind, and speak God's word. Amen. Do you receive, church? I receive too. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you have never accepted him, amen, now's the time. You know, I don't care what people said. I don't care how you feel. Just know that if you confess him as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says you will be, if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, you will be saved. Amen. So remember that. All you need to do, or if you're running from him, you know, it's time to rededicate yourself and start serving him again. Just say, Lord Jesus, come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you're going to be saved. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. And if you have sickness in your body, all you need to do is say, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. It was put on the cross on Jesus. So I'm confessing my healing right now in Jesus' name. By his stripes, I am well and I'm healed. I receive no malfunctions in my body. Everything functioning the order, same the rightful order that he created it to be. So, praise God. I receive my healing right now. That's what you got to say. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. And it's time to give. Just go to our website and NBCBigBen.com. Or if you go mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. If you cash tapping, all you need to do is go to New Beginnings Church or the Big Bend. God loves you and we love you. And remember, stay focused. Amen. He's not finished with you. So stay focused for him. We love you. God bless.